A development consultant and policy analyst, Tugbe Chali, says he partially agrees with Professor Kwesi Yanke's recent suggestion on the duration of the SHS program because although this vision is tenable, it has its own problems. According to him, if adopted well, the well-endowed schools would be pressurized. Tugbe Chali, who is also Dufia of Abutia, called on the Education Ministry to revisit Professor Jobo's recommendation on education reforms. He said all schools should be made to run the same period and program without any discrimination. Tugbe Chali, however, suggested that the students who are good and obtain distinction should be allowed to do a three-year program, while those who obtain lesser grades be made to do a four-year program. He spoke to George Ankra.
I will agree virtually with Professor Yanka on many of the suggestions, but not on some of the suggestions. Actually, the current three-year fixed program is having certain problems. Though it has some advantages, there are certain disadvantages as well. But I think instead of the four-year and the three-year being run simultaneously by the well-endowed schools and then the less-endowed schools, I don't think is the way to go because it will bring more of the already existing pressures onto the so-called well-endowed schools for so many reasons, because every parent and student will be loving to go to such schools and there will be so much pressure on them. It will also create a kind of unfairness and then a kind of supremacy feeling in the students and parents wherever school you are. If you don't have the chance to go to such well endowed school, it means you are inferior. That complex is not good to be felt by the student or the parent. Rather, if we can revisit what the late Professor N.K. Jobo propounded when the experimental GSS was being run, the results were used to determine who should go for 4 years and who should go for 3 years. I remember some of us who happened to go through such a system, after passing out, some people had a distinction and they were made to go to the secondary school, then form three. Then those who had non-distinction went to form two to run 4 years. And those who were coming from the middle school form four went to the form one of the secondary school. So now that the middle school is out completely, the system should remain as it was as far as the experimental GSS was concerned, which paved way for the current JSS system. So my suggestion is that it shouldn't be whether a well-endowed school or a less-endowed school, because that assumption was based on certain facts that every candidate in the well-endowed school passes better than those of the less-endowed school. For instance, Achimota or Presec, every student there passes better than a student from Abutia Sectech or Sandema Secondary School. I don't think it is so, because there will be a student from such less-endowed school that will pass better than the so-called well-endowed school. So, suggestion here is that the results should be used to determine who goes for the four-year program and who goes for the three-year program. Regardless of which school the person is entering, all schools should be let open for the three-year and then the four-year.
In our time, you are allowed to sit for common entrance either in Form 2 or Form 3, depending on your level of brilliance. Why would you not accept the fact that this concurrent program running would also give the same equal opportunity to people who are well endowed mentally?
I think the same thing is being run, but not on official notes. I know certain students who happen to be in their second year thinking they have that ability to write the final year. They used to register for the NOVDEC system, and many of them are doing well and they are passing. But what the education system intends to do is the continual assessment, which is to see to the student's other side apart from just being run through the academic aspect of education. So many other things come together to form part of the continual assessment. Based on that, they are not declaring this on official note that a student from the second year or the first year can attempt to write the final year and pass on. I think it would be a brilliant thing to come back officially. If they are able to work it out, it will help a lot so that those students that are brilliant and do not need to waste their time can run through the system.